Welcome to this demonstration of Yosemite, and of course that's OS 10 10.10. And I just want to show you a couple of things to do with iCloud Drive. Before I get started, just let me say that I've got my MacBook Air turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at the desktop of my Mac. Now the first thing to note about iCloud Drive is that from the Mac side of things, it just acts like a normal drive stroke folder stroke file system. So you can quite easily create folders, copy and move files, rename folders and files, etc. But on the iOS side of things, it's specific to apps running on the iOS devices, such as your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad, i.e. Pages, Keynote, etc. And sort of one odd thing, TextEdit actually uses iCloud Drive, which of course is the Mac word processing application. I find it handy here at home because I actually have five Macs at home. So when I'm working on TextEdit for my Vision Australia radio program, I don't have to remember what Mac I left the document on. I can just save it to my iCloud Drive and pick it up either on my Mac Airs, MacBook Pro, or the iMacs in the house. And finally, what I tend to use iCloud Drive more for is to manage the documents from my iOS devices folders in the iCloud Drive, and I'll just show you that in a tick. So to get access to your iCloud Drive on your Mac, it's Shift Command I for iCloud Drive. And just as a bit of a reminder, remember you've still got Shift Command A for applications, H for home, O for documents, K for network, and of course the one that doesn't fit the pattern is Option Command L to bring up your downloads folder on your Mac. So let me do Shift Command I now.
iCloud Drive, now in iCloud Drive window, list view, table.
Okay, and if I simply just press down arrow,
Byword folder.
I've got Byword,
IA Writer folder,
IA Writer folder,
Keynote folder,
Keynote folder,
Numbers folder,
Numbers,
Pages folder,
Pages,
Text Edit folder,
Text Edit,
AT Podcasts folder,
AT Podcasts folder. Now that's the folder that I've copied on there, and that contains the backups of all my audio demos that I've done for the last 4 years. And the next folder I've got on there,
Downcast folder.
I created a Downcast folder when I installed Downcast on my Mac, and of course that's the podcatcher for the Mac. And the reason why I did that is because for storage, i.e. saving the last podcast that I listened to, rather than saving it to, if you like, my local hard drive in inverted commas, I've actually got it saving to the iCloud Drive. So if I use iCloud.com via Safari on the Mac, I can also listen to those podcasts via a web browser. Unfortunately, just as a note, I can't seem to do it using Safari on my iPhone 6 Plus, even if I try and use the desktop version of iCloud.com. So that's it for the directories that I've currently got in there. So if I wanted to go into the Pages folder, I'm just gonna type in P.
Pages folder.
Jump back to the Pages folder, Command O to open it.
Open, list view, table.
And press down arrow.
1.0 consultation paper.pages, Pages publication. ABC Radio app Pages publication. Accessing Daisy Books to iTunes with Windows Pages publication. Android accessibility pages, Pages publication. Assistive and technology podcast feeds, Pages publication.
Okay, and so on. They're just the documents in my Pages directory. And of course, they're the documents or files that the Pages app would actually bring up if I was to bring up Pages on my iPhone 6 Plus. So I can either delete documents in this directory or copy files to it. So let me just jump to my Documents folder with Shift Command O.
Documents, list view, table.
I'm just going to type in AC.
Accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.pages, Pages publication.
So I want to copy this accessing the iAccess downloader using iTunes on the Mac. This is part of the Vision Australia online iAccess service. So I want to copy that to the clipboard.
Copy. Accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.pages.
And I'm going to jump back to my iCloud directory, Shift Command I.
iCloud Drive. List view. Table.
Just put P for Pages again.
Pages folder.
Command O for open.
Open. List view. Table.
And I'm going to paste it with Command V.
Paste item. One row added.
Okay, and if I was to do AX again.
Accessing Daisy Books to iTunes with Windows Pages Publication.
Press Demo.
Accessing iAccess Downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages Pages Publication.
Okay, that's in there now. So again, if I was bringing up Pages on my iOS device, that document would now be listed when Pages would do its refresh or update itself for the list of documents in iCloud. Now, if I want to delete it or move it back to my original documents folder, I could just press delete now, but I'm actually going to move it back to my documents folder. So I'm going to do Command C again.
Copy, accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages.
And back to my documents folder, Shift Commando.
Documents, list view, table.
And I'm going to do Option Command V, which is the move command. So rather than copying and pasting it, I'm moving and pasting it. But if you move a file, this is what message you'll get.
Move item here. Are you sure you want to remove accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages from iCloud? This item will be moved to this Mac and deleted from iCloud Drive and your other iCloud devices.
So this item will be moved from iCloud and all your other devices and only be available on this Mac. So I'm going to just press Enter.
Now in Copy window. Now in Documents window.
Okay, and it's copied across. Now finally, if I delete it, let me just do AC.
Accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages Pages Publication.
I'm just going to copy back to the clipboard.
Copy, accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages.
And back to iCloud, Shift Command I.
iCloud Drive, list view, table.
And I'm going to do P for Pages.
Pages folder.
Command O to open.
Open, list view, table.
Paste it with Command V.
Paste item, one row added.
And let me just do AC again.
Accessing Daisy Books to iTunes with Windows Pages Pub.
Down arrow.
Accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages P.
Now this time if I just do a normal delete with Command Delete.
Move to trash. Interact with alert dialog. Cancel button. Are you sure you want to delete accessing iAccess downloads to iTunes underline Mac.Pages from iCloud? This item will be moved to the trash on this Mac and deleted from iCloud Drive and your other iCloud devices.
Okay, so this item will be removed from the Mac and all other iCloud devices. So I press Enter.
Closing dialog.
Okay, and it's gone. And of course, because I just copied and pasted, I've still got the original file straight document sitting in my documents folder on my Mac. Okay, so let me close all my windows with Shift Command W.
Close all, now in desktop, Dropbox alias.
Now the other thing I wanted to show you about iCloud Drive was two things: to check how much storage you've got on your iCloud Drive remaining, and also what applications are using iCloud Drive if you just want to double check. So let me go to my dock with VOD or Shift Control Option D.
Dock.
Let me bring up System Preferences by just doing SY.
System Preferences, 15 of 26.
VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
Finder, System Preferences, System Preferences, Window.
Tab.
General, Button.
I for iCloud.
iCloud, Button.
VO Spacebar, Control Option Spacebar.
System Preferences, Ready, iCloud, Window, Toolbar.
VO Runner, Control Option Runner.
User Picture, Button. Services, Group.
Okay, Interact with Services, Group.
Interact with Services, Group. Six items, Manage, Button.
Okay, now that's the Manage button. And I'm just going to jump to the top of this window because between the Manage button and the Table of Services, a funny thing happens to VoiceOver, and I've got no idea what it is, but VoiceOver gets caught. So I don't VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow because it's going to get stuck. I just jump to the top of the window with Shift VO Home.
iCloud Services Table.
And I get straight to the table. So let me interact with the table.
Interact with iCloud Services Table, row 1 of 11.
Now that didn't read it out, but it's actually the iCloud Drive option, the first row on the table. So if I do VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Photos, update iPhoto or Aperture. Learn more, button, photos, dim, check, checkbox, image.
And I'm not going to write that because I don't use photos anyway. It's going to go back up. VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
iCloud Drive, options, button, check, checkbox, iCloud Drive image.
Okay, that's the options for iCloud Drive to see what actual applications I've actually checked or unchecked to use iCloud Drive, i.e. create folders and store their data in there. So if I do Shift VO down arrow to interact, or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with iCloud Drive, options, button, check, checkbox, iCloud Drive image.
I'm actually on the options button, so if I do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press Option. Interact with dialog. For Window, iCloud, Documents, selected, tab, 1 of 2. Apps that store documents and data in iCloud will appear here.
Okay, so applications that store data and documents in iCloud will appear here. just going to jump to the bottom of the window with Shift VO End, or Shift Control Option End.
Done button.
That's the done button. Now keep in mind, when I'm doing Shift VO Home or End, I'm actually holding down the FN key as well, and that turns the left arrow into a home key and the right arrow into the end key. Okay, so let me just do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Applications table.
There's the applications table. Interact with Shift VO down, Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with applications table, row 1 of 14.
Okay, so there's 14 applications. So if I do VO down, control option down arrow.
Preview that app, uncheck checkbox.
Okay, so I've turned off preview. I've unchecked it with the VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
QuickTime player dot app, uncheck checkbox.
I've unchecked QuickTime.
Script editor dot app, uncheck checkbox.
Uncheck script editor.
Text edit dot app, check checkbox.
Text editor is checked.
Messages dot app, check checkbox.
Messages is checked.
Pages dot app, check checkbox.
Pages is checked, etc., etc. So if I just wanted to uncheck one of those, as I said, I'd just do VO spacebar, control option spacebar. Okay, so that's enough for that particular window. So I'm just going to interact with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with applications table.
Let me just choose the done button. VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Done button.
VO spacebar, control option spacebar, and select.
Closing dialog.
Now I'm back on the row where I started, where I first selected the options button when I interacted with the row for the iCloud drive. So I'm going to uninteract.
Stop interacting with iCloud drive options button. Check checkbox, iCloud drive image, row 1 of 11.
Now I need to uninteract again.
Stop interacting with iCloud services table.
And I'm going to jump across that odd thing in between this table and the manage button with Shift VO end.
Manage button.
And I'm going to choose the manage button, and that'll tell me how much iCloud storage I've got left.
Prep, interact with dialog for window, iCloud, loading.
I like to jump to the top of this window just for a bit of orientation. Show Shift VO home.
Setting level 1, manage storage, clickable.
And now if I do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Buy more storage button. 1.28 GB to 5 GB available, clickable.
Okay, so I've got 1.28 GB available out of 5 gig, which is fine by me. And I don't want to do anything else in this particular screen. This screen is also where you can also, as it said, buy more storage, and it's where you can actually manage the applications that use iCloud to delete their documents and data. Interestingly, on this screen, when I try and do Shift VO end, it actually won't jump down to the bottom done button on the bottom of the screen. So I'm just going to do a bit of a cheating method and do VOF for find.
Enter search text.
And type in done. Enter.
Done button.
And now I can do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Manage button.
And we're back to that manage button. I can now just do command Q to quit system preferences.
Finder, desktop, Dropbox, alias.
Now I'll just remind you too that when you're using items such as text edit and pages, where you've got an open or a save dialog box, you can also jump quickly to the iCloud drive by just doing Shift Command I. Similarly, if you also wanted to switch back to your documents folder in opening or saving, it would be Shift Command O as well. And then you could just interact with the list of files and off you go. Okie dokie, so I'm actually back at my desktop on my Mac, and that completes this quick demonstration of iCloud Drive. I hope you've enjoyed the demo, and as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.